Let us pray. O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts and our minds this morning be acceptable in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. There's something unforgettable about the way that Jesus saw people. He didn't just glance at the crowds, didn't skim the surface. Jesus looked deeply into people's struggles, their hopes, their quiet acts of courage. He didn't see people as a blur in a crowd. He saw them, each person, each story, each sacrifice. And here in Mark 12, he's doing just that, looking past all the noise to truly see what others overlook. As people approach the temple treasury, Jesus watches them. Some come with large sums, with bags of coins that make an impressive sound as they drop them into the box. It's serious giving with a satisfying impact. And these folks feel good about their contributions and perhaps feel reassured by being seen. And then Jesus sees someone else, a widow standing quietly at the edge of the crowd. She isn't wealthy, doesn't hold power or status, and belongs to no inner circles. All she has are two small copper coins, yet she steps forward and gives everything she has. In a world that worships wealth, that rewards power, it's easy to overlook people like her. We're drawn to the influential, the successful, those who command attention. But Jesus stops everything to see her, to honor her faith and courage, and even more, he calls his disciples over. Truly, I tell you, he says, this poor widow has put more into the treasury than all the others. They gave out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in everything, all she had to live on. Now, I want to be clear, this isn't a story about money or even about what we give to charity. It's a story about heart. It's about courage, about radical trust in God. This widow doesn't give to be noticed or respected. She gives because even in her poverty, she believes her gift matters. She believes she matters, even when society doesn't seem to think so. Her offering may be small in worldly terms, but in Jesus' eyes, it's greater than all the rest because it's an offering of love, faith, and total surrender. But Jesus isn't just praising her courage and faith here. He's also calling out a sobering truth about the world that she lives in. This widow stands as a stark reminder of the injustice embedded in a system meant to protect her. The temple treasury should have been a place that supported her, that lifted her up. But instead, she gives the last of what she has to a system that hasn't been there for her and likely won't be in the future. Jesus warns his disciples to beware of the scribes, these leaders who love to be seen in long robes, love the best seats and public recognition, but who, as he says, devour widows' houses. The ones who should protect the most vulnerable are benefiting at their expense. The hard truth is that the very people who stand for righteousness, who claim to know God's heart, are benefiting from a system that asks the most from those who have the least. And we see this widow's quiet sacrifice. And it raises questions for us, especially in moments when society feels divided, fragile and uncertain. It's a moment where we may come to church feeling very different about our country's state of being, about what's next. Some feel relief. Others are grieving losses they fear this moment brings or that might come. And others find themselves numb to it all. But wherever we find ourselves, we're all part of the same body, called to care for those who are most impacted by the decisions and structures around us. And Jesus shows us a clear vision of where our attention belongs. Not on the powerful, but on the widow. On those for whom this moment isn't a political shift, but a matter of survival, of dignity, of justice. This widow's story calls out to us in a world that's still full of treasuries like the one in the temple. Institutions that look powerful, stable, or even benevolent on the outside can ask more from those with the least while giving the most to those with plenty. And Jesus sees that clearly. He calls his disciples then and now to see with his eyes, to look with God's heart. He doesn't want us to get swept up in appearances or the pursuit of status or comfort. He wants us to see the world as it is and to understand that faith demands our participation in making it right. Jesus calls his disciples not to sit idly by, but to act in ways that break down the unjust divisions between the in and the out, the worthy and unworthy. We are called to look around, to notice the people like this widow, those who give more than they have, those whose sacrifices are unseen, whose struggles go so often unnoticed. And Jesus calls us to honor them, to bear their burdens, and to build a world where everyone is valued. And this isn't easy. The late theologian William Stringfellow, a powerful voice for justice in the last century, once said, "The person who lives in Christ lives in confrontation with the world as it is, without regard to the consequences of that encounter." Like the widow, we're invited to live as if we believe God's kingdom is real, as if we believe that real change is possible not for our gain, but for the love of our neighbor. Living with courage, giving with courage, speaking with courage, these are small acts that together can confront and transform the world as it is. And as we consider this story today, may we find ourselves stirred by Jesus' words, moved by the widow's courage. And may we reflect on the systems and the structures that are around us. Who's paying the price for the things that we take granted, for granted? Who sacrifices for our comfort, for our security? What are we contributing to, and who is left unseen in the process? When Jesus calls his disciples to notice the widow, he's giving them and us a new way of seeing the world. This isn't a world where only the powerful matter. In the kingdom of God, wealth, power, and status don't define worth. This kingdom is built on love, on faith, on acts of sacrifice and compassion, especially from those whose contributions seem small in worldly terms, but are mighty in God's sight. So may we have the courage, like this widow, to give from our hearts even when the gift feels small or hidden. May we learn to see one another with Jesus' eyes, to honor those who go unnoticed, to stand up for the vulnerable, to give not what is easy, but what is meaningful, what is transformative. May we resist the lure of comfort and power and instead embrace the self-giving love that Jesus models, that this widow embodies. And as we go forward this week, let's carry this story with us, remembering that God sees us, sees each act of love, each step of courage, each sacrifice. Let us join together in building a world where every gift, every act of faith, every life is valued, honored, and seen for its worth. And may we, like the widow, become part of God's vision, a vision that celebrates love, that lifts up the lowly, that sees beyond the surface, and that brings life and justice into a world longing for both. Amen.